Dandy.
We're on.
Okay, welcome back to the Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It is 10:12 a.m. in the courthouse on May 19th. We'll go back to the standing business for Daggett County Commission and RDA correspondence. Do you have any correspondence? No, I didn't see it in the packet. Is there anything? I don't have my computer up there. Is there anything outstanding?
I don't.
No.
No.
No. Not that I'm seeing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we'll move on to commission calendar review. When is the primary scheduled?
23rd of June.
Okay. All right. I do June 3rd and 4th, or 4th and 5th. CIB meeting, I'll attend. It will be my last meeting, either on the board or at being at it. If Matt gets everything, if everything gets done through the governor's office, it's likely to be his first meeting sitting on the board, and I will attend for a portion of it. Otherwise, we'll see. I don't have any other calendar issues in front of me. Do you have anything on this one? Okay. Let's move on to commission policy and legislation, discussion and consideration of ratification of declaration of adventure safe day to be made 16th, to be May 16th, 2026. We approved it because of timing. It was not on the agenda, and so the ratification is necessary this week. Is there a motion to ratify the declaration of Adventure Safe Day to be May 16th, 2026?
Well, I'll make that motion to ratify the Declaration of Adventure Safe Day, which would last
Saturday.
Okay. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We do have a contract with the Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant. That's been brought to us. It needs to be signed prior to it being able to be. We received it, and the short turnaround requires that it be put on the agenda next week for ratification in the event that it is passed today. And it is
$170,000.
And it's to award funding for the Daggett County Centennial Park restoration process. Project set forth in work attachment C. And it sets forth the terms and conditions. A potential grant of upwards of $170,000. Is there a match or is anything that has to happen with it that you're aware of?
I don't think so.
I thought I saw in the contract a $37,000 amount, $34,000 amount. Overview of funds resource. It looks like there's a grant for applicant cash match, $34,000.
Yep. Okay. For a total project of?
204.
208. Including $4,000 of in-kind, worth of in-kind added to the project for a total project of $208,000. In-kind will be accomplished through county employee labor. And this is for fencing, water tank, property, and restroom. All right. So with that in mind, would you make a motion?
So I'm not clear. Did you read that on there that was for that purpose of those?
That's what it said on the colored page, the second to the last, or the last. There's a whole lot of stuff on it.
I didn't think that...
That's ineligible. I read the wrong thing. That was ineligible. The eligible stuff includes landscaping supplies, plant soil, plant sprinkling system, chip crack, seal striping, hydro seed, cement, gravel belly dump, electric supplies, groundwork prep, and signage and kiosk benches. Is that what you were anticipating hearing?
Yeah.
Couldn't include the restaurant.
Okay. Glad you caught that. Read part of it. And do we have a closed session for the RDA? Kent, are you aware of one?
I'm not aware of one.
Okay. Or for the commission. Carrie, is there anything that you wanted to bring up during the meeting when Randy gets back?
Well, I don't know if it needs to be in the meeting or not, but I was asked by the Republican Party to have a conversation with the commissioners about the Lincoln Day luncheon that is planned for June 6th.
Ooh.
And those politicians that will be coming to that doing tours like they did 2 years ago of different projects that you're doing or you want them to look at and showcase or get support for.
All right. And that's going to be held in the park, weather permitting?
Yes. I think they're supposed to serve food at 1 and tours or other things to start around 10.
We're talking about the Lincoln Day.
Lunch.
And Carrie's asked if on the tours part of it, I'll let you speak to it again, Carrie, if you don't mind. I don't want to misspeak.
Well, yeah, I don't have a lot of information. I think the chairman, Jerry Stiglitz, just talked to Matt a little bit about it. But they want to do something similar to what they did 2 years ago and take some of those politicians or, you know, people that show up to either showcase or try to get support for different projects that we have going.
Yeah, what last year was Antelope Flat part of that tour?
I believe so.
And then, obviously, I think the clinic building would be a good showcase. That's easy,
right?
For proximity.
Yeah, somebody mentioned the jail. I'm not sure who that was or what that situation is.
I think that's good to keep people, try and keep it on a more of a front burner than it. We seem to have fast starts and long delays when people show interest in it.
So I think mostly just a reminder and have you start thinking about some things and we'll be in touch to try and get things kind of narrowed down in the coming weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Did you have anything else, Carrie?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Do you want to go back to the... Thank you for the correction on what the project is funding from Outdoor Rec. I think we got through the correct work that's to be done. Is there a motion to approve this for signature, and then we'll put it on the calendar for an agenda for next week to ratify?
I'll make the motion to. approve
the contract. Mm-hmm. And it's contract, I don't know, that's a number. Yep. Vendor number 70128HE. Commodity code 9999. I don't know how else to reference it. So we have a motion to go forward with the signing the contract for Dyer County Centennial Park Restoration with the items listed in the contract. It's $170,000 grant, $34,000 in kind, in cash, and $4,000 in kind funding, which will be matched by work done by employees for a total project of $208,000, which is grant, cash, and in kind. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And am I supposed to sign it then, or is somebody else going to sign it?
You can sign it.
And you have something about it?
On that one, yep. They marked it.
Conflict of interest or something. I'm probably not the one to sign it as an employee of Natural Resources in the state of Utah. Might not be a problem. But would you care to sign it, Randy?
Whichever.
I think it'll just keep it cleaner down the road, especially after doing the conflict of interest paperwork. And that's approved. I don't see anything else on the agenda. Did you have anything, Miranda, you needed to speak to us about that hasn't been talked about yet?
No, not.
Cordell or Brian? No. Anybody online that has anything else to bring before us? Brett, Kent, Carrie?
Nothing from me. I did reach out. They are going to send us a something on getting the OSCO, so I'll send out a note on that.
Okay, thank you, sir. And Carrie said she was done. So, going once, twice, three times, is there a motion to adjourn?
Not being aware of how to do it, I will. Pass.
I heard a motion. I'll second it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We adjourn.
Time is 10:25.
My clock is 10:25 on my phone. That might be a record for me being in a